Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are marry, fuck, and kill. I'm fuckable.
I guess I'm fuckable, sure.
I'm killable.
I'm fuckable. Marry, fuckable, marryable. Sorry, Chris, killable.
Yeah,
I'm going to change it. Sure.
Welcome in, everybody. For those of you that don't know, welcome to Cutscene. We are a anime watch-along podcast. Not really watch-along, though, because we stopped doing, like, multiple episodes. Now we're just review. So you can sit here and you can listen to us talk bullshit about an anime. In this case, this episode is about Marriage Toxin, which I still say, for some reason, is all one word. And I don't see it anywhere else where they capitalize something. But on the logo, it's capital M, capital T, but it's all one word.
Marriage Toxin?
It makes no sense.
Marriage Toxin.
All right, I'll read the quick synopsis for you guys. Obviously, those spoilers, if you haven't watched it yet, why the fuck are you here? Pause the show.
But I will say it makes more sense than Knights and Magic.
Oh, my God.
And then you can come back. Yes. But do not watch Knights and Magic. Don't listen to Chris. No. Don't watch that. You can actually just go listen to our podcast about it, and then yeah, that'll tell you everything you need.
This title makes a lot more sense than that title does.
But oh god, people have to watch all or listen to all three episodes though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of episodes about Knights and Magic. Don't go listen.
All about it's all about the and magic, baby. And
that's unless they loved it. They may love it, in which case then three episodes isn't enough.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, Marriage Toxin. For centuries, the deadly arts have been perfected by masters, and five great families hold the greatest power and influence. Hikaru Gero, an heir to the Gero family, lives in the underworld as an elite assassin. When his sister is pressured to produce an heir, Hikaru asks Mei Kinosaki, a brilliant marriage swindler, to find him a bride. The most challenging mission of his life begins. And for anybody looking at this picture might think that love was with him all along. That's a dude. And he's well aware of it, and he has no want for that.
So
really just which is bro. Funny
because they talked about that like it's a guy, and that they changed like the way that they dress, like they change their gender depending on what it is that they need to do. Mm-hmm. But this entire time, you only see them as the girl.
Right.
Technically, if you wanted somebody that was going to be by the side of a serial killer, probably want a dude. You're less of a target.
This whole show wasn't nearly anything that I even thought it was going to be about. I mean, we've talked about this before. Besides the synopsis, we don't really look into the anime before going into it. So I didn't even, like, when Eric was talking about the synopsis last month, I wasn't even listening, let's be honest. So
we do actually look at the rating, though.
We look at the rating.
We want to know, are we getting into what people think are good and is really bad? What people think is good and is good? Or did we just choose a stinker?
Which is fine, you know, like sometimes, like, and honestly, the reviews on anime are just fucking bonkers out there anymore. Like, yeah. It's just like, it's near impossible. You go on Crunchyroll, and it's just like, oh, this is a 4.2, which you're just like, okay, that might be really good. And it's just like, it's the worst anime I've ever seen in my entire life. These 1,000 people that gave 5 stars just have never seen TV before, let alone any anime. And it's just like, how can you possibly think this is good? Anyway, that's the spite.
It had anime teeth, 5 stars.
100%. Yeah, I think you solved it right there, Chris, where it's just like,
there's no anime titties. There's no anime titties in this.
The last girl.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, there wasn't crazy fan service. I will say that. And this show, I had no idea, and it was the exact opposite of what I thought it was. Like, just based on the title alone, I was just like, okay, it's gonna be about him like trying to avoid getting married, or you know, like wanting to like just around it or not have to like worry about getting married or whatever. Instead, it was just like him wanting to get married and trying to hunt down a girl that would get into him being a world-class assassin killer, awkward around the ladies, because of course he's got to be awkward around the ladies.
Yeah
but it's like at the beginning of it, he didn't really want to. He was doing it out of duty. No. But yeah. Then he starts to coming out of his shell, and it's kind of helping him out a little bit, and he's becoming, you know, more outgoing and everything. So then he really actually wants to, which is good.
Yeah,
I was bored out of my fucking soul for the first half of this.
I The first two episodes I thought were fun. I thought they were fine mm-hmm. and dandy. The camping episodes and then a lot of the art episodes. Wow. I was just like, mm-hmm. go along, guys. Like, let's move on. Like, what are we trying to build up here? Because
Are we actually going to find someone, get a rom-com and like grow something? Oh no, we're just going to toss that one aside, go find someone new.
Which is the whole thing. And I get that. Like a dating shonen, like, it's just like, hey, there's some mm-hmm. battling going on, but we're trying to find a girl. But it's just like, you're not really, like, I wanted to see more of that mixture rather than just like, okay, you did a good job rescuing this person. Do you like her? Well, she likes you. All right, let's move on. It would have been so much better if they had like a smaller arc of them fighting in whatever that the problem was, like even just mm-hmm. an episode of solving the problem. And then the next episode was dating. It was just like, okay, mm-hmm. here's why this relationship's not going to work out, because she's a child. He's a weirdo. like she is a softie and can't understand that he's killed thousands of people. You know, all that jazz would have been a lot more of a comedic impact than just being like, well, you saved me. I think it'd be cool if we could be friends. And him being like, yes, I like being friends. I'm never going to call this bitch again.
But he did at the end.
At the end, yeah.
Because he has four friends now.
Four friends. But I also hated at the end, you know, they made it like obviously very open-ended, more to come or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But her being like, I need to work on me first, and him being like, well, I'll wait for you. And I was like, mm-hmm. then that fucking means that's it. Like, we're done. You don't be like, well, I'll wait for you, but I'm still gonna like, you know, hunt some strange. That's not waiting for you.
But the problem with the waiting for her, though, is that he's got an immediate issue that needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get married. Who's going to get whored out.
Right.
Gay sister who's in a committed relationship.
Very loving
relationship. Whored out to marry some dude.
I forgot she was gay.
Yeah.
It was like right there at the very beginning, and they never talked about it again.
Well, that's the whole reason why he has to get married, because his sister, she is going to get married, but there can't be a kid. So that's why I was just like, no, you got to keep passing in the bloodline. And that was the whole point of this, is that there's a whole mm-hmm. big John Wick backstory about the bloodline and like the whole, like there's so much world building to this anime that they just barely touched on. And it was just like, you could have made this so much more entertaining and exciting. Instead, you focused on this guy, Peachy, who is just like One Punch Man. And it's like, who cares? Like, I did like, mm-hmm. move on. Let's get to like what actually the story is about here. You had me hooked. That first episode was prime. I actually chuckled a few times, you know, mm-hmm. from finding out that the what's her name or what's his name, whatever, what's her name is a trap. And all that. And the him proposing to her first and being like her being like, fucking no. Like, because I was just like, mm-hmm. okay, here's of course he's gonna propose, she's gonna say no, because that's what the whole series is gonna be like. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no way, I'm not gonna do that. And be like, okay, I'll help you find it. It's like, okay, cutesy, whatever. And you're just like, oh shit, you're a dude. and he's very open about it, like, no, I'm a dude, you want to check it out? And he's just like, why the fuck would you do this? Well,
we couldn't even get married if we wanted to, because I can't produce the sire.
I couldn't do anything for you. Well I mean because he is like manipulating people to get money out of them, and
he's,
you know, they built
a little
it up.
Trap he's trapping people,
literally a
trap. Cute girl, and he's like, nope, sucker.
And a cute boy though. Because he traps in girls too.
He does.
Yep.
He does.
It's literally just a trap in general, not just a trap.
Trap by name and profession.
Yep.
I mean, so yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. Like I said, the world building I thought was actually pretty good. In the last mm-hmm. few episodes, despite the battles, kind of I didn't even care anymore about the final battle or like the final fighting that was going on with the giant fucking Frankenstein beast that they had going on. Should have been way more epic, which it kind of was, but the way the story was written and presented, it was just like, get this out of the way. Because I want to find mm-hmm. out what's actually going on with the hamsters.
And they spent way too fucking long on that whole, the whole beast, like, master thing. It was like almost half the fucking episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was mm-hmm. not necessary to do that.
Or entertaining. Like, it was just like, how many like bad guys can we have with random animals that show up and like do whatever? And it's just like,
mm-hmm. Birdsball was kind of funny.
Well, the sloth the sloth ones were funny.
Oh, the sloth one was pretty funny too. But the beast guy, it's like he just keeps like he's like snickering back in the back for like three or four episodes, and then finally there's another two or three episodes where you have to do everything, and it's like, oh, we got thrown against the ropes. Oh no, we're gonna lose. But yes, hamsters. Hamsters are where it's fucking at. The hamsters were the best part of the entire Beastman or Beastmaster arc. Like those hamsters were fucking great.
I thought it was kind of hilarious on how like they made a big point of being like, hey, yeah, there's all these masters for all these different things, and each of them have like some ability that loosely ties to their ability. Like the sound guy was just like, what the fuck? Like, just like, does it make sound? Because I can control it. It's just like, that's way too OP, but you're just an idiot about it. Okay, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But they all had like their secret special ability that they're able to do, and that was fine. The hamsters had like a whole bunch of them, and each one of them were so nonsensical that it was just like, how the fuck does this have anything to do with being a hamster? It didn't, but it was just amazing on how it was just like
it was more that she could control them, and they were all basically Hamtaro.
They're Hamtaro, and they're like her
army of Hamtaros,
like her own private Iridium like satellite network of hamsters.
Yeah,
anybody that does not get that reference, go back and watch Hamtaro. Find Hamtaro on the internet. Wait, is Hamtaro even on Crunchyroll anymore?
Oh, I can't imagine.
And for those who didn't get that reading,
no, it is not.
It's a constellation of satellites for cell phone service.
It's all of our stuff.
Yeah, Hamtaro, you have to find it somewhere. It's not on Crunchyroll anymore.
But Hamtaro is the definition of hamster. Like, there's not a single anime that has a hamster in it that doesn't look like Hamtaro. Like it is like almost required that if you're going to have a hamster in it, it's got to do the whole hamster Hamtaro look and has to say chew. That's the sound that
even though hamsters don't say chew. I've had multiple hamsters and none of them have ever said chew.
That's what hamsters in Japan.
You don't do it to your face.
True. You know what they do like to do? They like to run on their little metal thing late at night, and it squeaks at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And when you're, you know, like 8 to 9 years old and you think Freddy Krueger is coming to get you.
Fuck that. When you're like 20 years old and you're just like, why is this noise happening?
It took me almost like 2 weeks to figure out that it was the fucking hamster. And then finally I was like, oh, okay.
Nobody suspects the hamster. Your hamster was murdering children in their sleep. That's crazy.
Probably. He probably was. Snowball was crazy, man. Snowball was crazy.
He named him Snowball? Of course he fucking was murdering people.
Yeah, he was like, he was like a little white one with albino red eyes. Guy was vicious.
Oh, yeah. That dude murdered. That dude murdered.
Probably saved me from being murdered, too. Because everyone like kept coming in, and he's like, hey, I get my fucking food pellets from that guy. Leave him alone.
That is my livelihood. I will murder your family.
With that big, like, serious face on.
And then,
a network of assassin hamsters.
And then, choo!
Choo! I'll murder your family.
Choo! Choo! I'll be like the JoJo face.
Oh, yeah, the JoJo face. There you go. Oh, oh man. My God. Okay.
God, what else is there to fucking
talk about with this anime? Because it's like,
I mean, okay, so
we talked about everything. That's it.
they had a good mixture of comedy and action, but the action was so nonsensical. Like, I feel like that all I can do now is just dogging this thing. But I want to like make some points because I don't want to just be like, I hate it for no reason. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
Because it was, like I said, it was entertaining. I chuckled the first few episodes. There was like some points that were just like, hey, that's funny. There's a few tropes. So it was just like, of course. But they had their own spin on it. The stuff I didn't really appreciate was just like his toxin ability, whatever you want to call it, Poison Master stuff, was just a catch-all. Like, there was nothing that he couldn't produce. Now, of course, Jason most shonen just is like, oh, I've perfected my ability that I just never have talked about before. Yes.
I get the power of friendship.
Exactly. I get that. But this one just felt like it was just like, there was no point at any time where you had to have this ability do this. And it felt like they had to do mental gymnastics for their own problems that they got into. like, again, going back to the sound master, or music master, whatever he was, that was the most boring arc to me.
No, you know where they get this, where they get this whole thing of like where they have all these special ones and whatnot? And it could be earlier than this even. It's from fucking One Piece.
Sure. Yeah, One Piece. Where they, I mean, any shonen is, that's very core to it, but I meant
the special poison for running fast and that allows them to run on water and things like that, like literally they did that in One Piece.
Sure.
And that's where it's like, okay, I get it now.
I mean, and Dr. Stone did a whole bunch of them too. It was just like, hey, you know, as long as I don't know, I didn't watch the
fucking anime, I hated it.
Yeah,
it was so boring.
I watched like the first few episodes, I'm like, this has every annoying character from every anime trope in it all at once. I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, I got halfway through the second episode and I'm like, nope. You know who really likes it? He may not now. My fucking 14-year-old. He really liked it, but he was like 9 or 10 when he watched it.
Well, because it was trope, the anime. Like, yeah, it was just like, there was like anything. So it was just like, okay, they like, I get why there was the appeal for it, but even then it was still just like, whatever, I'm not watching Dr. Stone. Yes. It was back to, so I mean, like, the only solution was for them to like bust out a new thing that we've never talked about before, nor will we ever talk about again. And it's just kind of like, okay, they could have done way more with what he already has in his arsenal rather than just bring up some random ass thing, especially since the entire battle is centered around something that's also nonsensical. Like, the best battle to me was the one with the water person. That to me, I was just like, this is a fun battle. Everyone has their abilities and it all makes sense and it's going well. And then he had to outsmart her and get into her suit and all that jazz like that. Perfectly fine. The battle with the sound master was just like, I have this giant monster and it's just like, and I'm going to jump in this healing pool and all these things are going to like stacked up against you. And just like, well, lucky for you, I have herbicide and I create traps now. And everything that you just mentioned is bullshit. It's just like, fine.
It's mad at you.
But you know who's the unsung hero of this anime? The Insect Master.
Oh yeah, best bro.
You Insect agree. Master, hands down, fucking awesome. And he bagged him a class A cutie.
That's a good man.
That understands look up everything. That she also loves bugs too. And it's just like, hell yeah! Like it was just perfect. He rescued her from falling off of a cliff and saved her, and then she was like, oh my god, I like bugs too.
So
let's get married.
Moving around on centipedes, okay, weird, but that's kind of cool. I get that.
Funny
cool.
Though.
but wings, of course, that makes total sense. That's awesome and jazz like that. Shooting, I don't remember what he shot out, whatever, bugs, yada yada. But the tarantula thing coming out from behind his mask, fuck no. And I was happy to see that when he was drinking, he still had the mask on, but it wasn't just his mouth was a tarantula, as what I was first worried about, but it wasn't. Yeah. That means it's in there. It's somewhere in his mouth.
He has insects in his body.
Yeah.
That's how he can sprout the wings, because they flew off after the wedding with big ass butterfly wings.
Sure. But is that his wings or is that insects?
Well, I wonder if then the tarantula is actually him.
But he said, not now, Samantha or whatever the fucking tarantula's name was.
Oh, then it's just in there somewhere.
It's just in there.
Yeah, it's just in there. I mean, it's not the first time that they've done that in an anime. Definitely not going to be the last time. But yeah.
Fuck that.
Why? Why would you have many fucking insects in your body?
And then there was the good thing about the world building there too, of like how he's from a lesser family and he's supposed to be like, no, worshiping him, but he's like, yeah, he's actually my drinking buddy.
Really good friends. His dad was like, just kill my son. I'm like, what? Kill my son? I'm not gonna kill your son. And then he's like, stop trying to curry favor. He's like, I wanted a drink. You want a drink?
This makes me lament a little bit more about like the whole John Wick side of this anime that they just did not explore on. Like, they could have done so much more. It was just like, hey, maybe there's some other crime boss. It's just like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that he doesn't get married so that, you know, his line ends. And that way my family becomes the most prominent. And we're going to like, that's why I'm sending the Beastmaster. That's why I'm doing all this extra stuff to make it more intense. And, you know, I'm going to, even though he's taking on these small ass jobs, I'm going to add on my people to make these small ass jobs be like 10 times more like complicated because I'm trying to kill him or stop his line. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, all these girls are just like, I just need my puppy to be found. And it's just like, you're going to find your puppy with Firemaster. And it's just like, what the fuck? That would have been amazing. That would have been really cool. Cause then they're going to be like, ha, we have Dr. Claw in the background, you know, like trying to like do whatever. Meanwhile, our toxin boy is just like, I just want to find a bitch. And that's all he wants to do. And that'd be hilarious. But no, instead, mm-hmm. it's just like these girls are getting involved.
So you're saying that instead of just the way that it was, really Excel Saga the shit out of this thing.
Yes, yes.
They should have done that. I would have been so happy watching that.
They could have done so much more building on this that they would have taken just as much, if not less, time to explain, but would have given so many more layers to this thing rather than him just be like, well, I'm here on this island fighting off 1,000 dudes just because there might be a chance that I can see them titties. And it's just like, that mm-hmm. makes no, like, cool, but that's not who you are. So it's not, I know that's not what you're doing. You're doing it for the 10,000 yen, which is nothing. And that's stupid. And it's just like, I hated that.
I'm gonna try to see some titties.
Which I understand. I can get behind sometimes, but I wish they would have just either gone full in on that or gone full, like, actually given us a story. Given us a plot. And
yeah,
to Eric's point, like, a lot of this I was so bored out of my mind. I was just like, wow, like, even the exposition, I'm just like, I don't care.
It wasn't until they brought in the redhead at the end and like they started going through the Beastmaster stuff that I actually was like, okay, this makes a little bit more sense. They're going more than an episode and a half with this person. They're starting to mm-hmm. flesh more out instead of just the episodic content, which is like one of those funny things that I always laugh at, is when something is episodic, when they did the Clerks animated series and it was like episode 2 or 3, something like that. What's his name? Looks at Dante.
Randall
just looks at Dante like as all this weird shit's just going on. It's like, when did our life get so episodic? Yeah. And you're just like, it's like why can't it just be one cohesive story? It didn't need to be episodic for that entire thing. Like, you don't need to have it be like, okay, well, here we go, we got like an episode and a half and this one's the chick that is too young for him. There's definitely not anything happening, but there's something weird with this like painting and shit like that, so we got to figure that out. And it would have been fine if they just kind of like went job to job and it kind of just flowed in general instead of making like a blocked episode thing, because they didn't have 2 full episodes and then everything else just felt tacked on.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. If they had even just the guy in the back rooms, the Dr. Claw being like, oh, I'll get you next time. I'm going to send more people at your stupid next job that you do. Then it'd have been like, okay, mm-hmm. this makes sense. He's just taking these dumbass jobs and is being more complicated for no reason because there's someone pulling the strings. And you know what? A lot of this could be, I haven't read the manga. I don't plan to read the manga. You know, it could be fully fleshed out, a lot bigger. And this is what they chose to focus on for the anime. I doubt it. But it's just like one of those things. Just like, you could have made something a whole lot more. Because I don't think you went too far into the comedy to not make it worthwhile. Like even Peachy looked like the guy from Gintama. It's just like, can you just give us some slapstick? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just go with it. Like, it's just like, I wanted so much more from this of what they were setting up. The One Punch guy that they found that was just like, I'm going to kill all.
Yeah, No. I'm trying to think who he looked like somebody else too. He looked like a cross between 2 JJK characters. The guy with the knife that died, and then the one that's got the sword, and he's got like his childhood love attached to him. Like, it looked like you just crossed those two together, and that's what it is. I forget their fucking names. I'm the worst with names.
We all are. We're so bad. We're so fucking white. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, but
oh man, every Wednesday we have a all hands meeting for like 15 minutes. And they've started doing like picking somebody from like the group, and they have to come up and grab a name out of a jar. And then they have to pinpoint who that person is and tell what their job is. But it only has the name. And I'm like, the fucking worst person for this. I know faces. I'll know what they do. I don't know what their fucking name is. They'll always like, they'll say a name whenever anyone's talking to me. And then they'll point at the person. And I'm like, gotcha.
This is John Johnson. Ah, the janitor. That's the CEO. Fuck.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Cleans same up thing, muscles. Yeah.
Just clean the CEO of cleaning toilets.
Yeah, 100%.
The CEO of the bathroom.
PEO.
That's what I meant. I mean, I call him Jenner because, you know, he takes the shit out. He's the shit, man.
The shit. He is the shit.
He is the shit. Okay. I can't think of anything else to say about this.
Wait, no.
Like, insect guy, good. Hamster girl, good. The random people with all of their like different animals that they had all like caged up in the back at the end, that was pretty funny. But everything else was just, I felt like they were trying to add too much drama into what is supposed to be a comedy.
I didn't really even get drama. Forced. I mean,
no, like, they were trying to. I said sure, trying okay. to.
I get that because they were really trying to make the Frankenstein monster be big bad, like ultimate thing. It was just like, there's no passion behind this. There's no power. There's no passion. There's no fear. Like mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. Like, just bring out your next like poison dog treats and solve this problem. Like, it doesn't matter. And yeah. And then the ending, I'm just going back to her. She's just like, I got to work on me. Like, it's not you, it's me. Give me some time. Oh, I'll wait for you forever. She's like, you're never going to hear from her again, bro. Like, he's just like,
he's gone, bro.
No.
And then the marriage counselor is just like, we got
everything that he does.
I know.
He's going to hear from her constantly just so that she stays in real, though.
Yeah. But yes, she did. Because she was originally.
How are you doing, honey?
Yeah, she was originally kidnapped, and he rescued her as a child and, like, murked a bunch of people right in front of her. And she's like, this motherfucker is the most badass motherfucker I've ever seen. I'm in love. And then disappeared. And
he's like, yeah, I'm just doing a job. All right.
Yeah, he did everything, and then suddenly she's like, shit, puberty came early. Yeah. Okay, I don't even know what to score this. Like, I don't want to score
hate it
too bad because it's not like,
but
it's
I
not like
didn't it love like it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to score it too bad because it wasn't horrible. And I get it's a 6.8. Started a 6, had some humorous things, lost points because of just stupidity. Yeah, 6.8.
Theme song is pretty catchy.
Oh, good call out. The songs on both ends were good.
Yeah.
They were good. Killer yep. Kiss and then the other one. Both good. And they did something that I always appreciate when an anime does this, but they had the characters actually sing part of the song in both
yeah.
or interact with it. You know, they had a little stupid mm-hmm. dance and stuff like that. And adorable, cute scene. Yeah, it makes me feel like, yeah, it's just like, all right, this is made for this anime, or this anime is really wanting to adapt this song. And I think that's cool.
You remember the good old days when we would have the songs played and we would just sit there and we would talk about the theme songs as we did it, and then we started getting copyright strikes, so we said had to say fuck it.
Yep.
That happened again. We got one for it, and then but now they actually now Spotify's got an actual thing of like we were talking about it and critiquing it, so we get to have it.
Wow. What was it on?
It was on an early episode.
Oh, okay.
I forget which one it was. No, but it was on one of the early ones when we were doing that because it was sure. cool and it was fun. And we're like, oh, yeah, this mm-hmm. theme song slaps. But yeah, so I had to go in and do some copyright strikes.
Oh, man. Was it on anyway. Zammed? We watched Zammed. Like, that was one of our first animes that we watched back in the day. One. And that song fucking slaps, like you just said. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that one. I forget which one it was, but it was both the intro and the outro.
Ah, good shit. Yeah. Good shit.
All right. Who's going to give their score next?
Chris,
probably about 7.2. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I also didn't love it. I mean, it was kind of fun, you know, get through it, you know. So, I mean, some of the fights were good, some were kind of meh. There were some.
It had more hamsters. There. You probably would have given it a number higher, right?
Yeah.
More hamsters, and I would have given it a higher number.
More hamsters, more insect guy.
Yeah. Yo, insect guy didn't help him at all with his final battle. That would have been great if insect guy just appeared.
Bro, he was on honeymoon, like, man. He was on his honeymoon.
Yeah, but he was like, my brodar is going off. He needs help.
It should have been the island he was having the honeymoon on.
Like, that would have been perfect. Dock an extra or at least point, like, 5.8 because they missed out on a very perfect opportunity.
Or like with the Rex Club thing after the end, it was just them sitting down having a beer and talking about all the shit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, how was your honeymoon? It was pretty good. What'd you do? I met a girl, but she's working on herself. And I, you know, took out, you know, the beast people.
Oh, and then, okay, insect guy doesn't come and help. But in that conversation afterwards, he's like, Yeah, we were out on like this island. There was just like all these explosions and yelling everywhere. And we ended up just like leaving.
Anything to like wrap it up, actually give us like an actual like world, like cohesive storyline rather than just, I don't know.
Yeah, because so, I mean, like I thought Insect Guy was going to go away after that first time that we saw him, just like all the other girls.
Mm-hmm. Right? I 6. Mean, 7.2. Water Master came back. That was surprising.
Yeah, Water Master came back too.
I mean, they needed a taxi, water taxi.
Which was phenomenal. That was one of the funny things with the taxi. Yeah. I'm right there with you guys. Yeah, you know, I chuckled more than a few times, which is more than I can say with a bunch of animes that we watched here in the past. You know, was it my favorite anime? No. Will I ever watch it again? No. Even with if new seasons come out, I have zero desire to really like dive deep into this just because they didn't. So why should I? But I gave it a solid 7. I'll be right between you two guys. And, you know, that kind of gives us a good round number of what this anime is. Because really, this is a 7 anime if I've ever seen one before.
Oh, we made a Jason sandwich, Chris.
Mm.
Oh.
Eiffel Tower.
I forgot what I was going for.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay. 6.8, 7.0, 7.2. Solid meh. Not great. Solid meh. Not horrible.
It's solid meh.
It's meh. I mean, sure.
What? I mean, if you made this part,
you need something to watch. Watch it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if someone were to ask me, I'd be like, yeah, it's not.
If you're bored horrible, and you need something to watch,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, there's other anime that you can watch that are way better. Like, there's a whole laundry list of anime that you can watch that's way better than that. So, you know, make sure you just, you know, watch something better. All right. Speaking of better.
Hopefully.
It won't be.
Oh, God.
Hang on. So, Marriage Toxin had a 4.6 out of 33,000 reviews. This next one has a 4.9 out of 73,000 reviews. And it's right in the ballpark of everything that I like to bring to this show. We're going to watch Takopi's Original Sin.
Jesus.
Happy Saijin Takopi lands on Earth with one mission, to spread happiness. When he meets Shizuka, a lonely fourth grader, he vows to bring back her smile using his magical happy gadgets. But as he uncovers the pain in her life, Takopi learns that true happiness may require more than gadgets. Okay, trigger and content warnings, suicide, violence, profanity, and adult themes. So you get a pass on this one, people, if suicide is going to trigger you. Hands down, don't watch it. But we're going to watch it because I'm a masochist.
We're continuing the cycle of Chris brings some bonkersness, Eric brings sadness, and I just bring whatever like funny bullshit I can find to make us not want to kill ourselves.
I bring emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
It really is. I mean, we might as well just play that sound after, like right before everything. I'm like, all right, guys, here's our next one. Emotional damage. All right. So watch at your own risk, people. Fuck it. Just watch it, I guess.
Yeah, it's anime. Like, watch it. You're
what
big
else strong. Are you going to do, you ding weed?
Hang on. We are not belittling people with actual issues that suicide triggers them. So, but still watch the goddamn anime.
Watch it.
All right, Jason, send us home.
Hey, you, yes, you listening. If you actually made it this far, thank you so much for hanging out with us and listening to us critique this crazy anime that it was. Marriage Toxin wasn't our favorite, but maybe it was your favorite. How can you tell us? Easy, by me emailing us at cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. You can also email us individually as well. If you just want to yell at me or Chris or Eric, you can do so just at any of our names at ibeatitfirst.com. Chris, Jason, Eric at ibeatitfirst.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love to see what you think. Tell us how wrong we were. Tell us how right we were. We would love to hear all about it. We also would very much love to hear your recommendations. If there's some anime that we haven't reviewed yet that you're just like, wow, these guys would have just like the perfect chef's kiss opinion on anime, and I'd love to hear them talk about my favorite one, please do send it our way. We try to focus around a single season, so 12-episode-ish anime, but we're not opposed to doing larger ones. We've done that before in the past. So please send us your recommendations. Send us your hate. We would love all of it. Cutscene at ibeatitfirst.com. While you're emailing us, be sure to check out our website. It's just ibetafirst.com. If you didn't know that, that's who we are. That's what we do. You can see us there. While you're there, you can check out all of our other podcasts. We have a whole bunch of them for you. We have this one, which is Cutscene, our anime podcast. We also then have our primary podcast or original podcast, I guess, which is ibetafirst podcast, which is just talking about gaming, nerd shit, and tech news in general, and just all the complaints that come along with that. Please come over and enjoy us. Mm-hmm. And then enjoy us and join us. We also then also have patch notes. Enjoy us. Yeah, why not? We also have patch notes. Enjoy. We also have patch notes, which is us talking to small indie devs, not only about like why they wanted to be a dev, but what brought them into this and how much they love tacos versus hot dogs and if they're a sandwich or not. Tons of different opinions on there. Go check them out if you're into that stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, we love you. We'd love to hear more from you and tell us what to watch next, because that's what we're doing here. Speaking of doing here, while I'm plugging, might as well keep plugging, you can actually watch us live at twitch.tv/ibeatitfirst. We're doing this on camera, which is just bonkers to me because we're ugly as shit. So you can come and check us out and give us like thumbs down emojis all over the place, which we would love to see. And we'll maybe talk about it on the podcast to nobody. Nobody listens.
Or you can join in with our semi-unhinged chat half the time.
Oh, God. Our chats are just... especially if
we got cities. Some weird friends in chat, everybody.
there's some weird stuff going on, but it's fun. It's fun and inclusive. We love all of you so much.
Yes. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us for this episode. As I said, next one we're gonna watch is Taco P's Original Sin. So you got a month. Watch it and come back. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye. Choo 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 cho